The question, it seems to me, the additional costs have come from the cost of removing and restoring the seats and the length of time taken to do that. And a hard question needs to be asked about whether, in fact, you can continue to use the stadium while leaving those seats permanently in place so that you wouldn't be taking them out and demounting them the whole time. That would mean you wouldn't have an athletics track, but is that the bullet that eventually has to be bought? And it means you'd have to think differently about how concerts and so forth were mounted inside the stadium, but at least you would eliminate the cost by leaving the seats permanently in place. I think that's something that should be looked at.